Daddy, can we go on with our story about Joseph down in the prison?
Well, two more long years passed. Then after Pharaoh had his strange dreams, something happened.
Open in the name of Pharaoh. Do you have a Hebrew here named Joseph?
I am Joseph.
I have a message from the king. You are to meet him in the palace as soon as you can get ready.
Soon after, Joseph stood before the king.
Joseph, I have heard that you can interpret dreams. That's why I have sent for you.
I can't do it myself, but God will tell Pharaoh what it means.
The king told of his strange dreams, of the 7 fat cows followed by the 7 thin cows, who ate up the fine fat cows. Then his other dream, of 7 good plump ears of corn devoured by the 7 poor ears.
Both dreams mean the same thing. God is telling Pharaoh what he is about to do. There will come 7 years of great plenty through all of Egypt. After that will follow 7 years of great famine.
Joseph told Pharaoh to find a dependable and wise man and set him over Egypt, to choose supervisors over the land and take the 5th part of the crops during the 7 good years. They should keep the grain in storehouses. Then, when the famine came, there would be enough food for the people. This plan seemed good to Pharaoh. He spoke to his advisors.
Where can we find a man like Joseph? He has the spirit of God within him. Joseph, since God has shown you all this, you are the wisest man in the country. I appoint you to be in charge of this entire project. All my people shall do as you command. Only in the throne will I be greater than you. Behold, I have set you over the whole land of Egypt.
Joseph was valuable and great in Pharaoh's eyes because the Spirit of God was in him. The Bible says, "Create in me a clean heart, O God, and put a right spirit within me." Have you asked the Lord Jesus to come into your heart? He is waiting for you to invite him. When you do, he will answer your prayer and make you a child of the King.